is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
You're listening to WRT. 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Many Americans are getting a head start on travel before next week's Thanksgiving rush. ABC's Sam Sweeney says it's shaping up to be a doozy.
When I was speaking with the TSA director or administrator yesterday, and he said that they expect this to be the busiest, and I know we say this every year, but this will be their busiest Thanksgiving holiday period ever. More than 18 million people flying. On the Sunday after Thanksgiving, they expect to screen more than 3 million people.
A New York judge today delayed next week's scheduled sentencing in Donald Trump's hush money trial. No new date has been set, but the order gives Trump's attorneys a chance to file to dismiss the charges altogether. The Texas Board of Education today voting to approve an optional Bible-infused curriculum for grades K through 5.
8-7, the motion passes.
Schools that opt in will get an additional state funding fee. The added Bible curriculum could start next year. Israel issuing new evacuation orders for civilians in Beirut today. This is ABC News. A case of bird flu now confirmed in a child. ABC's Alex Stone.
What was believed a few days ago is now confirmed. California's health department believed it had detected bird flu in a child. Now the CDC has confirmed it. The child is in Alameda County and had no known contact with infected animals. The child had mild symptoms and got flu antivirals. Other family members were negative for bird flu but had other types of respiratory illnesses, which the child also has. So far, there is no confirmed person-to-person transmission of bird flu in the U.S. How the child got it is not clear. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Hyundai and Kia announced a recall of over 208,000 electric vehicles over a transistor issue that could cause a sudden loss of drive power, and that would increase the risk of a crash. And in Iceland, the country's seventh volcanic eruption this year, prompting evacuations at the Blue Lagoon, a popular tourist destination. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered in motion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Podal provides an update on a man who is believed to have faked his own death Podal says they've had nearly daily communication with Ryan Borgward since November 11th.
We are expressing the importance of his decision to return home, clean up the mess that he has created. He needs to return home to his children. If he chooses not to return, it's on his own free will. And I think the message is very clear.
Podal says Borgward told them he faked his August drowning death while kayaking on Green Lake before riding an e-bike to Madison. There, he boarded a bus to cross the Canadian border in Detroit before eventually hopping a plane to Eastern Europe. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he and his staff are working directly with students to discuss school safety.
Speaking in Wausau on Thursday, Call says the improvements being made to local schools are helping students feel more secure.
They're very appreciative about some of the building construction that's been happening, including having a buzzing system. And the updated entry that helps students feel more secure.
Call says lawmakers need to get more information from students as they plan out budgets and laws pertaining to school safety. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Father and son are accused of destroying a controversial mural in Milwaukee. Peter and Zechariah Mailer entered a not guilty plea in court Wednesday. They're accused of using a hammer and axe in September, damaging the mural depicting a Star of David combined with a swastika. Peter Mailer commented outside the courtroom.
A swastika in any place upsets the Jewish community.
Mailers could face up to 3.5 years in prison if they're convicted on felony criminal damage to property charges. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A few more sun rays peeking through those mostly cloudy skies today, with temperatures hovering in the low 40s. We've still got breezy winds out of the northwest, which will calm tonight. With a few more sunspots expected throughout the day tomorrow, highs will return to the low 40s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Welcome in. Thanks for joining us here for AOA, Agriculture of America, powered by Cenex. Good to have you along for the conversation about issues impacting farmers, ranchers, and folks in rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, and again, the show brought to you by Cenex. Selecting the right grease is critical. Cenex premium greases will help your equipment achieve superior strength and performance. Cenex has what you need to power through the year, all year long. Trust your local experts. Go to your nearest Cenex store or Cenex.com for more. Coming up here on today's show, we're going to hear from Tillman White with the Cotton Trust Protocol. They have their fourth annual Transparency in Action report out now. We're going to hear about that coming up in segment two. In segment three, I'm going to head back to the NAFB convention in Kansas City. I had a conversation last week with Courtney Briggs of the American Farm Bureau Federation, looking at WOTUS and various Clean Water Act related issues. Even post the decision in Sackett versus EPA, there's been some chatter going on around these issues. We're going to get an update on that coming up in segment three. Then we'll close the show. Been a busy week on Capitol Hill. Jerry Hagstrom from the Hagstrom Report will join us for a conversation in segment four. Helping us get things started, pleased to welcome him into AOA, Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri-Marketing. Chip, welcome to the show. It's good to have you with us. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's take a look at the markets. And, you know, I will say it's been an interesting week. It's felt very news headline, geopolitical driven in the grains and oilseeds in particular, with the Russia-Ukraine tensions escalating at the Brazil-China agreement signed midweek, things like that. Would that be how you would classify some of the grain trade here this week, Chip?
Yeah, I really would. I think you're kind of boiling it down in my mind to the strength in the corn market with really good demand and strong basis, and the spreads are narrowing. And then you mentioned that China-Brazil trade agreement, no weather issues in Brazil yet. Things are pretty perfect down there as far as the early part of their growing season. And so you've got strength in the corn market on the one hand, weakness in the bean market, and you got a lot of pushing and pulling there. And wheat's kind of sitting on its own saying, hey, we've got some, you know, rising tensions between Russia and Ukraine. And we've seen a little bit of short covering at times this week in the wheat market. But there's a lot of pushing and pulling back and forth between all three of our grain markets. And, you know, something's going to win in the end. So far, it seems like this week the weakness in beans has kind of held back some potential strength in the corn and the wheat markets.
Well, and I wonder about this too, Chip, just from a risk management standpoint. You know, next week, Thanksgiving, of course, and then we're going to get into some options expiration the day after Thanksgiving. And then that typically marks that kind of holiday time frame where these markets can tend to get pretty quiet. So should farmers be thinking about managing some risk? You mentioned some of the spreads and more there. Should they be thinking about doing some things now post-harvest, but ahead of the holidays?
Yeah, I think two things there, Jesse. I think first and foremost, basis has really strengthened. In the case of corn, in many areas of the Corn Belt, cash corn now is the highest it's been since early to mid-July. So we've seen a futures rally off the lows from the harvest, and the basis has improved 20 to 40 cents in some areas. And so, you know, between the cash, the futures market, and the basis, cash prices are some of the best that they've been in a long, long time. So farmers need to really take note of that. And in many areas, you know, offered a really good yields this year. And so we have been urging people, you know, depending on where you're at in the Corn Belt, it varies by area, but to take advantage of this basis, maybe look at locking in some cash prices, even, you know, the corn that's in on-farm storage or commercial storage, even maybe do a basis contract, reward this basis right now. We oftentimes between Thanksgiving and mid-December see some additional improvement in corn basis, especially, but I think it should be front and center. And bean basis, because the futures are down within a few cents of contract lows, we've kind of slowed the movement of beans, and bean basis has responded as well. So there are some opportunities out there as far as bean basis, you know, in different parts of the country as well that we should be looking at.
All right. Let's go over to the livestock side, Chip. I know Friday, cattle on feed report will be out after the close. Estimates on feeds looking pretty much right around 100%. Placements, though, I've heard a wide range there. It feels like maybe some market positioning ahead of the report on Friday's trade. What's your take in the cattle market here ahead of the on-feed report?
Yeah, I think we got two things at work here. This week, especially, it seems like there has been just a burst of optimism on the cash markets going forward. And that's what's going to have to lead us if we're going to have hopes of taking futures higher into year end. But now that we've rallied a little bit, several dollars off the lows from last week, we've got this cattle on feed report, and it does look like these numbers are increasing. Now, the market expects that as well, so it might be in the market, so to speak. But if any of these numbers disappoint on the bearish side and come in higher than expected due to the rally that we've seen, it could open the door up to a correction lower. So I don't know. You know, the boxed beef market has kind of taken a turn lower. You've seen the funds have big long positions in here. You mentioned this holiday volume. Just because the volume decreases here over the next couple of weeks between or a few weeks, I guess, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, doesn't mean you can't have big moves in both directions, sometimes because the volume is lighter. So I don't think we're immune in the livestock markets to maybe some potential large swings in here. Some of it may, you know, stem from disappointment if the numbers are larger than expected on this cattle on feed report on Friday afternoon.
Chip, as we close out, we got about a minute and a half here. Anything final you're watching in the markets, or anything you'd want to reiterate to folks listening in here today?
Yeah, you know, I think on the grain side, again, you know, look at that basis in your area. It's really improved. You know, there's offering some opportunities out here in the next, you know, between immediate and if that basis improves over the next week to 10 days here going into Thanksgiving and just after. So I think we really need to keep that front and center from a grain perspective. You know, cattle and hog producers, you've had a big run here. I think there's plenty of geopolitical risk, plenty of uncertainty with this new administration come January that we really have to stay diligent about managing downside risk at these levels.
Chip, folks want to reach out to you and have a conversation about their marketing plan at Blue Reef Agri Marketing. How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, the best way is just call our office. The number there is 309-550-7213. Love to chat with you about your market plan.
And I know folks can also find you at BlueReefInc.com. Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri-Marketing. Chip, good to have you join us here on AOA, and I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. We'll get you back on the show again real soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri-Marketing, joining us here for Markets on AOA today. The show brought to you by Cenex. Cenex stores premium diesel and greases. They have what you need to protect your equipment for your operation. Avoid downtime with Cenex. They'll keep you going. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to cenex.com for more information. Up next, we'll talk with Tillman White from the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol. He'll join us after this on AOA, Agriculture of America.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of The Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for The Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. They have the products that you need for your operation. Trust your local experts. They'll get you the right products for your equipment. Go to your nearest store or visit Cenex.com for more information. Well, right now, we want to learn about the fourth annual U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol report titled Transparency in Action. Joining us now from the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol, Tilman White, Program Manager. Tilman, it's great to have you back on the show with us again. Hope you're doing well.
It's good to be back, Jesse.
For starters, I know we've had you on a couple of times, but always like to, folks who are maybe new listeners, haven't heard you before. Can you give us just a quick overview of the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol?
Yeah, Jesse. So for those who are not familiar with the program, the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol is the voluntary sustainability program and traceability platform for all U.S. cotton. Currently in the industry, there's a lot of scrutiny on sustainability, and what the Trust Protocol is doing is providing access to more sustainably grown cotton for end users and brands and retailers, and also providing science-based data-led assurances for consumers. For U.S. cotton growers in particular, joining the Trust Protocol helps secure that the U.S. cotton remains a leader in global status and also provides access to personalized data at the field level for that producer. And one other thing I wanted to mention is, with that being said, for those growers that are interested, our new enrollment is coming out in beginning of January 2025.
Fantastic. Well, and we can hit on that a little bit more in a minute again as well. Let's look at this annual report, Transparency in Action. And you mentioned, of course, the sustainability aspect here of the work you guys do with the Cotton Trust Protocol. What were some of the key highlights from the annual report? Let's go through a few of these, Tilman. What were some of the overarching things we saw in this report?
Yes, yeah, so Jesse, from the field level, we saw an increase in our grower membership, which obviously translated into the acres we captured in the Trust Protocol. So we saw a surge around 2.1 million acres for 2024, which was a 31% increase from the previous year back in 2023. From the field level, as far as the information we're capturing, we saw our data metrics improve in certain aspects. So we saw a 14% reduction in water use from our producers, a 27% reduction in energy use, a 21% reduction in GHG emissions, and a 79% reduction in overall soil loss from some of our membership, which was encouraging to see. And in addition to our producer membership, we have the Climate Smart Cotton Program, which we'll probably talk a little bit later in the program, but we saw significant membership, which was encouraging. Around 1,427 farms enrolled, including 282 historically underserved farms. And we captured around 16,000 acres that were looking at adopting new practices on their operation, which contributed to around 15,000 metric tons of overall GHG reduction. So we saw that this past year for 2024, which was encouraging to see.
We mentioned the Climate Smart Cotton Program. We should touch on that a little bit more. And obviously, with sustainability, we've seen this big push for climate smart agricultural practices. Talk about that a little bit. What did we find in this report?
So for the Climate Smart Cotton Program, this is a new initiative under the umbrella of the protocol where our producer members can participate and receive financial benefits for looking at new practice adoptions or enhancements on the current operation. And this is a five-year initiative, again, under the protocol, that's looking to measure and improve the carbon footprint of the U.S. cotton industry. And again, our goal is to help producer members to enhance their profitability on their operation and also the environmental stewardship. And what we're looking at is specific practices that they can adopt, like cover crops or going into a reduced or no-till system, and even adopting a nutrient management plan look at the overall reductions that could happen at the field level. So this is a new initiative that members that are working with the protocol can participate in.
We are talking with Tilman White, Program Manager for the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol, talking about their fourth annual Transparency in Action report. And Tillman, something else I noticed when I was looking through the report, you guys share not just results and numbers, but stories as well from growers who are taking part in the protocol across the South. Talk about that a little bit. How does that add to just the overall robustness, I would say, of this report and the work you guys are doing?
Yeah, that's an important aspect that we try to bring each year for the trust protocol, is getting some feedback, obviously, from our membership and specifically at the grower level, just getting their story, what's going on at the field level, especially within their state or within their region, so we can relay that back to users of U.S. cotton. So, you know, relaying that story to the brands and retailers, of letting the producers or letting the brands know what the you know, impacts or the situations our producers are having each year of a given crop year. So whether it's weather conditions or it's, you know, economic issues, we can relay that story to brands so they understand kind of a sense of what our producers are going through. And just telling that story, I think, super important for the entire cotton industry. So just to give them a snapshot of what our producers do, obviously at the field level, and how that varies across the cotton belt.
Well, Tillman, any other thoughts on their annual report? Anything else we missed? Key highlights that you would want to share with folks today?
Another key highlight, I've talked a lot about the grower side, but with that, we have other membership, the trust protocol from, you know, gins and merchants and cooperatives, mill manufacturers and brands also working in the system. And in this past year, we reached over 2,500 global mill manufacturer members, and that's from 46 different countries, working with 45 global parent companies and their different brands that are looking to source not only protocol cotton, but using our system to source U.S. cotton, which hopefully at the end of the day is increasing demand and increasing market share for U.S. cotton. So I think that's an important distinction as we scale up, obviously at the field level, but also participation at the other end of the supply chain.
Fantastic. Well, I know if folks want to take a look at the full annual report, they can go to report.trustuscotton.org. It'll take you right to that report. And Tillman, you mentioned this as well, the new enrollment coming up in January. I'm sure if folks want to learn more about that or any of the work that you guys are doing there at the Cotton Trust Protocol, that website, trustuscotton.org, probably a great place to start for more information, isn't it?
That's right. They can visit our website to get updates and kind of see what we're doing within the trust protocol. And then they can email us at info@trustuscotton.org, or they can reach our membership team, especially our field staff when it comes to growers, to try to answer any questions they might have about the program.
And again, more details, trustuscotton.org. Good stuff as always. Great to talk with you. Tillman White, Program Manager for the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol. Tillman, thanks for joining us on AOA today. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you, Jesse.
Once again, good stuff. Tillman White, U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol, joining us here today on AOA. One news note before we get to the break. We are closing in, of course, on Thanksgiving Day. The American Farm Bureau Federation sent out volunteer shoppers to calculate the cost of a typical Thanksgiving Day meal for 10 people. Barrett Nelson, economist for American Farm Bureau Federation, talks about what they found.
So according to our volunteer shoppers, the average cost of a Thanksgiving meal for 10 people is $58.08, or about $5.80 a person. This is about 5% lower than last year, but it's almost 20% higher than just 5 years ago. So even though we've had 2 years of decline in prices, this doesn't erase the dramatic increases that we saw that led to record high prices in 2022.
He says shoppers will see increases in the price of several items.
The biggest increases were kind of in some of the big ticket items. So we had foods like stuffing and dinner rolls. These went up by about 8%. The biggest price increase was in the price of cranberries. So this was up 12% this year. And something to keep in mind is that cranberries saw a significant decrease last year, around 18% drop in prices. According to our survey, this year's price increase puts cranberries closer to the historic norms.
And Nelson says this year's basket of goods reflects the overall economy.
While inflation has slowed down, it really hasn't slowed down enough to bring costs back down to these pre-pandemic level. So it's really important to remember that our farmers and ranchers, like our consumers, are also dealing with inflation. So the cost of supplies to grow food has gone up, while USDA predicts that net farm income is going to be down nearly 25% compared to just 2 years ago.
And for more information on the Thanksgiving Day dinner survey, just go to fb.org. AOA today brought to you by Cenex. Minimize your risk on the farm and maximize your return on investment with Cenex premium diesel and premium lubricants and greases. Go to your nearest Cenex store location, talk to your trusted local experts, or visit Cenex.com for more information. Coming up next, we're going to stay with our friends at the American Farm Bureau Federation. I talked with Courtney Briggs from AFBF at last week's NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri, about WOTUS and Clean Water Act issues and more. That's next here on AOA.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 9% off with our cash payment discount. Plus, pricing deals like Willowwood Glyfo 5 as low as $12.97 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBN Cyber Days. Visit fbn.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
Agriculture is a busy job and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world.
This WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, December milk down 20 to 1848, January down 17 to 1829, February down 14 to 1868, March down 7 at 1899. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher as the trade is really looking at some of the bullishness sparked by higher fed cash cattle prices that developed on Thursday, along with continued support of demand for feeders and calves at sales barns across the country. And so they're really bidding up the prices, even though boxed beef prices were mixed, and we have that cattle on feed report coming out today. Hog markets are also rallying, building on some technical footing established earlier this week. They also like to see the higher notes in the pork cutout reports. December live cattle up 57 cents to 186.17. January feeder cattle up 90 cents to 254.35. December hogs up 57 cents to 81.37. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets relatively flat today with softer spread action as we head toward December option expiration today. Soybeans are moving mostly higher today. As even though the short-term weather forecast is for positive weather in South America, but another 198,000 metric tons of beans were sold to China. Wheat markets, meanwhile, are also moving mostly lower against some strength in the dollar, pressuring the market. New crop 25 corn down 3/4 to 436. New crop 25 beans up 1.5.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The end of season sale is November 25th through the 27th at Dairy Queen of Durand. Stock up on Dilly Bars and Buster Bars. Dairy Queen of Durand will have frozen cakes on sale November 27th on a first-come, first-served basis. Steve and the staff at Dairy Queen want to say thank you for a great season. Dairy Queen of Durand will close for the season Friday, December 13th at 2 p.m. Stock up on your favorite Dairy Queen treats at Dairy Queen of Durand, where happy tastes good.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need.
Welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, powered by our friends at Cenex. Of course, Cenex premium greases and lubricants will keep you going and minimize your downtime, because when your equipment runs efficiently, so does your business. Cenex Store's premium lubricants and greases will help keep your machines in check. Go to your nearest Cenex store location or visit Cenex.com for more. Well, at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri, I had a lot of conversations with folks that we've been sharing here on the show over the last several days. Still got a few more to go as well. Talked a lot about post-election policy, farm bill. One of the things we were able to talk about, though, and get an update on is WOTUS. That's something that I feel like has been an issue for several years now. Clean Water Act conversations and more. Well, some interesting things going on there after the Sackett versus EPA decision we saw, and circumventing of the rules, so to speak, is what it kind of sounds like. Let's get an update on this. I talked with Courtney Briggs from the American Farm Bureau Federation during the NAFB convention in Kansas City. Let's listen in and learn more in this interview right now on AOA. She is Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation. Courtney Briggs is with us. Courtney, thanks for joining us here today. How are you?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm doing great and appreciate the opportunity to talk about this very important issue.
Well, you are working on implementation guidelines, I believe, right now when it comes to WOTUS. So set this up for us. Where do things stand? What exactly is going on here right now?
Well, let me just back up for a second and talk about the regulation that has come out of the Biden administration, because it is important context to understand the implementation challenges that we're experiencing. And the Biden administration finalized their regulatory definition of WOTUS, and even with clarifications that I can get into from the Sackett decision from the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. They have provided a regulatory definition that fails to define very important terms, these linchpin terms that determine the scope of the federal government's reach over private property. And that has been a very concerning to our members, to landowners across the country, because it's hard to tell what is in and what is out under this WOTUS definition. So understanding that confusion, we've seen this rule being implemented across the country, in the countryside, and there is just considerable confusion about how this is being implemented. Mm-hmm. What we have found, and we have heard from folks within various Army Corps districts, is that the Army Corps of Engineers has released an implementation guidance document that they have disseminated to Corps districts, informing them of how to implement this rule. The problem is that they are not making this available to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So we, as the industry sectors, we use the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, as we refer to it, to force the government to hand over this implementation guidance. Unfortunately, we got about 1,300 pages. Half of it was redacted.
Nice. Okay. And
including the implementation guidance, which they cite as deliberative. So it kind of doesn't make any sense that the agencies are citing something as deliberative that they're using on the landscape to implement the WOTUS rule. So we have serious concerns with the actual text of the Biden administration's rule, but also with the way that they're implementing it.
I've heard some folks equate this situation to, even though we had a very deliberate defining decision with Sackett versus EPA, that the administration has kind of left some loopholes open, so to speak. It's kind of how I've interpreted it in conversations with other folks. Would you maybe say that's kind of the case here?
Yeah, because the two terms that are important to understand off of the Sackett decision is what relatively permanent means and what continuous surface connection mm-hmm. means. Again, those are the linchpin terms. So they have, in my opinion, intentionally left those terms undefined so they can have the latitude to regulate however they please. So I think it's deliberate. I think they're also using the implementation process to exploit any gray areas that continue to exist. So this is really a problem with government transparency. And for landowners, it's important to realize the penalties for noncompliance under the Clean Water Act are very steep. $64,000 per day for every day of noncompliance, or jail time. So civil and criminal penalties attached to it. So it's important for us to know where that bright line of jurisdiction is.
And that's a great point you bring up, is that for farmers and ranchers, it's just, it's so much uncertainty. And I know we've been dealing with this for years and years and years now, as I alluded to in the open, is that there's been times where it's like, okay, I have a puddle of standing water in one of my fields, and that could be regulated by the federal government, which is just, it seems like, I'll say this in my own opinion, it just seems like it lacks some common sense, is what my perspective is on it, Courtney.
Yeah, and if I can respond to that, 50 years ago when Congress enacted the Clean Water Act, rivers were literally on fire.
Mm-hmm.
But fast forward 50 years, rivers are certainly not on fire. We're seeing water quality improvements throughout the country. And now we're talking about regulating a low spot in a farm field. So how did that regulatory creep happen to allow us to go from preventing rivers from being on fire to talking about a low spot in a farm field? It really is mind-boggling to think about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So again, for farmers and ranchers, I guess, as it stands currently, what do they need to think about? What do they need to do on their operations? I would assume that maybe, you know, being overcautious is probably the best case in this current state. I mean, what do farmers and ranchers need to keep in mind when it comes to WOTUS right now?
Yeah, so the Army Corps and the EPA have really set up a regulatory regime that requires all landowners to seek permission from the Army Corps before they do anything with their land.
Okay.
So as much as this is about water quality, this is also about land rights and the ability of a landowner to use their land. So I think for right now, under the Biden administration's rulemaking, that is the safest course of action. Obviously, with a new administration coming in, we will be looking to make changes to the WOTUS definition to make it clearer for landowners. So landowners aren't having to wait in line to see if they can use their land, because there certainly is going to be a significant, buildup of landowners in line to try to get permits, or even just jurisdictional determinations to determine whether they need a permit.
And with that in mind, too, with a new administration coming in, this could all change in 3 to 6 months. Have we heard anything already, or can we look back at the past Trump administration to maybe have some ideas of how the incoming Trump 2.0 administration will handle this issue, Courtney?
I do anticipate that the Trump administration will work to make changes to the WOTUS definition that the Biden administration created. I think looking back to Trump 1, he came in and rescinded the Obama administration's definition of WOTUS, and they provided their interpretation. They called it the Navigable Waters Protection Rule.
Mm-hmm.
So I would very much encourage this administration to take a fresh look at WOTUS and try to provide that clarity and that certainty that landowners and the regulated community so desperately need. But I will caution that the NWPR, the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, it's almost irrelevant at this point, because that rule was created before the Sackett decision. Now that we have that strong decision and that strong direction from the Supreme Court, we can provide a more informed rule and produce a more informed rule.
Anything else you would add on the WOTUS issue as we close out the segment here? Anything you would want to reiterate to folks or share today?
Look, this is a big deal to our farmers and ranchers. I also lead a coalition of about 45 trade organizations in Washington, D.C. We create millions of jobs. They're the very significant portion of our national economy. I like to say if you moved or you're part of our coalition. So this is not just about farmers. This is about home builders, road builders, the manufacturing, energy sectors. And, I will say that there's not enough focus placed on many of the environmentally beneficial projects that are stalled because of WOTUS compliance. I know of many states that are trying to build or maintain wetlands, and they're unable to do that because of the compliance with 404 under the Clean Water Act.
Fascinating. So many layers to this we'll have to pay attention to, and folks can stay up to date as well at fb.org. Senior Director Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, Courtney Briggs, thank you for joining us here at the NAFB convention, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much.
Once again, good conversation with Courtney Briggs from the American Farm Bureau Federation during the NAFB convention, the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. Definitely got to keep our eyes on WOTUS and Clean Water Act related issues, and how could some of those rules maybe change again with the incoming Trump administration. A lot of things to keep an eye on there when it comes to water rights issues and more. Today's AOA brought to you by Cenex. With harvest season wrapping up, you could still count on Cenex stores, high quality lubricants to keep your operation moving through fall field work and more. Power through the season, Cenex has what you need. Visit the nearest Cenex store to you or go online, cenex.com, for more information. Coming up next here on AOA, we're going to close the show. We're going to get an update from Capitol Hill. A lot of activity with the lame duck session of Congress. Could we see a new farm bill even in the lame duck? Jerry Hagstrom with the Hagstrom Report will join us for a conversation. That's next on AOA, Agriculture of America.
Did you know?
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. Whatever you're craving, from 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
Uber can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 9% off with our cash payment discount. Plus, pricing deals like Willowwood Glyph 05 as low as $12.97 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBM Cyber Days. Visit FBN.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
When you work in construction, water is not your friend. Whether it's raining, snowing, or building up in your fuel tank, what do I trust to fuel my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel that's been reformulated to remove excess water and protect filters and injectors better than any formula that's come before. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
When news happens in agriculture, or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms, and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
And AOA continues today, brought to you by Cenex. Manage risk on your operation and minimize downtime with Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Visit your local experts at your nearest Cenex store or find them online, cenex.com, for more information. Well, as we get to closing out today's show, lawmakers back to work on Capitol Hill post-election, the lame duck session of Congress, and there's been a lot of chatter surrounding Farm Bill and more this week. Let's get an update. Joining us now, Jerry Hagstrom from the Hagstrom Report. Jerry, welcome back to the show. Appreciate you being with us, and it sounds like it's been a busy week here this past week on Capitol Hill.
Well, it's been a busy week. I'd say the biggest thing that's happened is that the issue of disaster aid for farmers has been raised. Senator Stabenow also released the text of her farm bill, but that doesn't seem to be going anywhere because there really isn't much time between now and December 21st to take up such a major piece of legislation.
Yeah, and to that point, we saw that text come out on Monday. It seems like it's more or less a marker for Democrats in the new Congress. I'm hearing a lot of talk about, you mentioned the disaster aid. I know there was a Senate Appropriations meeting on that on Wednesday, hearing on that. I'm hearing a lot of talk of a potential end-of-year bundle of a extension again of the 2018 Farm Bill and some disaster aid. Are you hearing that same talk? Can you break this down for us?
Yes, I am hearing. I am hearing the same talk, and I think there will be an extension, although it's not really quite an extension because the 2018 Farm Bill expired September 30th. So I would call it more of a revival of the 2018 bill. On the disaster aid, I think the major question is whether or not there's any economic disaster aid for those farmers who feel so pressed by higher input prices at the same time the commodity prices are lower. I'm quite certain that there will be some disaster aid for the hurricane victims, et cetera. But I question whether or not the Congress will want to put up money for economic aid because it's a little hard to figure that out.
It is a little bit hard to figure that out. I know the White House has proposed nearly a $100 billion disaster package, and I think it was some $20, $21 billion in aid for farmers and ranchers, a lot of that for folks hampered by hurricanes. As we think about this too, looking into a new Congress, we presume to get a new five-year farm bill, the talk is that Amy Klobuchar would take over as the ranking member on the Democrat side with Senator Stabenow's retirement. John Bozeman would take over as the Senate Ag Committee chairman. It seems like Republicans in both the House and Senate, G.T. Thompson on the House side, waiting to potentially get this farm bill because of A, the calendar and the time we have, very little time right now, but also waiting till they have majority to possibly get through a farm bill that's more to their liking. Am I putting that in the right frame here, Jerry?
Well, I think you are putting that in the right frame. The other news on the congressional front is that Jim Costa, the second highest ranking member on the House Ag Committee among the Democrats, is now challenging David Scott for that leadership position. So that could have an impact on how the Democrats proceed with this. Yes, it's true that the Republicans are hoping to do the bill on their own next year when they're in the majority and have the White House. But the big issue really is what will be the impact of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on food policy if he becomes the Health and Human Services Secretary. There are also stories that he's vetting the ag secretary candidates, and he probably wouldn't favor someone that conventional agriculture really likes.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that is a bit of the elephant in the room, so to speak, is what is the impact of RFK Jr. on food and ag and health policy? But then, too, that list of names that has been floated for Secretary of Agriculture here in recent weeks, it just seems like it was growing and growing and growing by the day, and now things have gotten a little bit quieter there, I would say, this week. Is there any sort of indication on maybe who is a front runner potentially? Are you hearing anything on Capitol Hill, Jerry?
I'm not hearing anything. The Trump team is pretty closed door on this. The one that intrigues me is Abel Maldonado, the former lieutenant governor of California when Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor. There haven't really been any Californians appointed to this cabinet, so I think that's a possibility. But the problem might be his reputation is that he can work with both Republicans and Democrats, and Trump may not like that. So, we'll just have to see. I don't think the conventional choices are likely to get it. I think it's going to be someone we don't expect.
And I feel like that's happened before with the first Trump administration with Sonny Perdue. And maybe it was a little more expected, I guess, that he would get it. But it was also a very late in the process confirmation or announcement of him being Secretary of Ag. And so one has to wonder, the Trump administration's been moving quicker this time around, but could Ag Secretary maybe be the last announcement again, Jerry?
Well, I think it could be the last. There are still some other jobs that he hasn't that Trump needs to announce. He hasn't announced the Housing and Urban Development Secretary. But it's true, the last time he was the last one nominated, Perdue. I do think there's a lot of lobbying going on at Mar-a-Lago between the forces for change in farm programs and for the more among the more conventional people.
A lot of things to watch for, and of course, it's going to continue to be busy on Capitol Hill when we get past Thanksgiving. Appreciate the time and the insight as always. Jerry Hagstrom with the Hagstrom Report. Jerry, thanks for being with us on AOA. I wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Thank you very much. Always nice to talk to you and to your listeners.
Jerry Hagstrom with the Hagstrom Report joining us here as we close out today's AOA brought to you by Cenex. Visit Cenex.com or your nearest store location. Find the right product for your operation. On the next AOA, we'll hear from FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau, markets with Dara Newsom of Barchart, and weather with DTN's John Baranek. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good. but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when...
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it.